This is Scripture Read Badly,
a podcast where two grown-up pastors' kids discuss the stories of the Bible in chronological order,
attempting to avoid heresy and generally having a good time.
I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Ryan.
Sit back and rejoice.
We didn't prepare a scripture.
We don't even need one. We could be like, today's scripture is, you read your Bible. We're not going to do your job for you, Bumblebee Tuner. And welcome to Scripture Bad Rally. I'm Jeremy Fairhandle. And this week is our Genesis wrap-up. Actually, I don't even have to do the horn. I've got it in my phone now. The ham horn. That's not loud enough, but I have to... Actually, I'm going to have to use that during this episode. Scripture Bed Radley with Jeremy and Ryan. All right, that's a good start.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we going to talk about today?
Today, we are talking about the book of Genesis and kind of wrapping everything up.
It was a good one.
It was a good season. But just like every season, they come to an end.
Yeah, and then the snow falls and it's the best. Or here, the sweat forms. Oh, that's almost poetic. Are we going to talk about highlights or what?
Yeah, we can talk about highlights, we can talk about lowlights, we can talk about mid-tones.
Honestly, one of my lowlights was the jet lag episode when we did Noah. And one of my mid-tones was definitely everything after that. No, actually, my highlight was a few episodes after that. Just not the delayed episode, which you may have heard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a bad episode.
That's a sad trombone.
Yeah.
I could have had it out. All right, this episode I may use this too much. Perfect. We'll see. All right. What were your highlights, mid-tones and highlights?
I think one of my highlights was starting this thing.
Definitely. That was good.
It is a good thing. And having all the episodes in person.
That's true.
Definitely a
way
lot
better
than having them over Skype. Skype's great.
Skype is great.
But a tip to anybody out there that's wanting to start a podcast, if you can get in the same room with your co-host, that is optimal.
Optimal times 17.
Optimal time always sounds
both
like...
Or be in a land of really great Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Not like Australia.
Yep.
That's pretty bad here. But that's okay. I think lowlights for me, the delayed episode was pretty bad. But highlight was actually the jet lag episode. That was
okay.
Very funny.
Yeah. That was good. I did think a lot. I learned some from that episode, but I did fall asleep in most of the movie.
Yeah. Watching the Noah movie was an interesting experience.
Yeah, it was.
Because when it first came out, we were... those of us that went to see the movie in theatres, we would go out into the lobby at the movie theatres or in the car park or on the ride home. We'd just debrief everything. That was great. That was terrible. That movie sucked overall. But we didn't... I think I went home and read the account of Noah.
Nice.
But I never discussed it with anyone after having read it, or I didn't really actively compare it to the movie. So that was interesting. Lots of cool little revelations here and there throughout the reading of Genesis, like Hagar always running away in the direction of Egypt.
Yep.
She was always going home, and then she would always come back. Well, I don't... Actually, what happened to her? We never read what happened to her. She...
Her son grew up to be something great.
True. And that was in the Egypt regions.
True.
The outskirts of it. So I guess she stayed there.
Yep.
When they got banished or something like that.
But it doesn't talk about her death, right? Or any of her other sons.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, but then Esau hung out with the Ishmaelites, didn't they? Oh, no, that's Ishmael. Yeah, that's Ishmael, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he hang out with
the
Ishmaelites?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like an affront to his dad?
He married an Ishmaelite or two or something like that.
All of the bad dads, too.
Oh, man.
Good book about bad dadding.
The fact that God worked through so many broken families...
Yep.
True. In order to bring about his ultimate redemption and promise.
Yep.
On the earth is
it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's really cool, but it's also
terrible.
Yeah. I guess we uphold Abraham as the pinnacle of righteousness.
Yeah.
And the Apostle Paul talks about him in Romans and stuff, that he believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. But when we are considering people in the Bible that were good but did bad things, we often go to David.
Yeah.
Because he was a man after God's own heart. But Abraham was the OG. He was the original.
What's the G in that?
Gentleman?
Yeah, right.
We'll say gentleman. The original. In this case.
Original. Gentleman. I was trying to describe a group with that. I was like, the original group?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so he was the original gentleman.
Yeah, and he was the one that God chose.
Yep.
Out of all the people on the earth. It's just funny how he was so messed up.
Woohoo.
But he had so many awesome moments. And I think that is... it's a great parallel to the modern Christian life, where you consider you have these mountaintop experiences and then you have these deep, deep valleys. Sometimes they last for a very long time.
But yep.
The fact that God continued to work through Abraham should be reassuring to us that God will continue to work through us.
Yep.
Even when we feel like we're in the pits. In the tar pits that people got chased into in that...
and then they couldn't get out.
That battle of the Alliance and stuff.
And then they were dead.
That was crazy.
There was some death, but not a lot of death in Genesis.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how much you actually pick up if you don't just read through Genesis for the sake of reading through Genesis.
Yep.
If you're trying to have a discussion about it, or... I'm sure there are people out there that are internal processes that can read it and get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
But for someone like me, I read the Bible and go, that's cool. I need to talk about it with someone, otherwise I'm going to forget about it altogether. And there have even been things that I've talked about on this podcast that I've forgotten about altogether. So even now, trying to wrap things up, I don't really remember that much.
Yeah, what happened in this book?
I mean,
stops podcast, goes and listens to the whole season, comes back.
I listen to the episodes kind of, mostly, while I'm editing them. Sometimes I just kind of skip through and then there's funny pieces of things that should be cut out that I forget, like telling people to be quiet outside my room. It's a highlight and a low light, professional low light, personal highlight. Was in one of those episodes around Sodom and Gomorrah or something, but I try and listen back, especially if I just kind of skim listen through while I'm editing it, because then I get to enjoy the jokes because I think we're funny.
I also think that, and other people seem to.
Having some interaction on social media and stuff, that's been awesome. It would be nice to get our first email, though.
Come on, people. Email isn't that outdated.
Email us at scriptureadbadly@gmail.com. Be the first. Do it. That would be awesome.
Be the first.
I
keep getting iMessages from certain ones out there. Thanks for that. Shout out. And some of their reflections on some of the episodes have been pretty funny.
Yeah, kind of like live messaging as it happens.
Yep.
Saying, so good. Oh, that joke's hilarious. And then we read them later and we go, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm glad you liked it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So good.
Anyway, what's the big picture of Genesis?
The big picture of Genesis is the fact that it's called Genesis. It means the beginning.
Yep.
It means the start of something. And this is the start of God's interaction with humanity through the creation of humanity and subsequent fall and beginning steps of redemption.
Ooh, all right. The beginnings of redemption.
Yeah, I think right from the fall, God's... I think I've heard a pastor talk about it like... or somebody say, Jesus was always plan A.
Yep.
It wasn't that God created humanity hoping that it would never fall.
Yep.
And all that. That Jesus was always the plan.
To adopt us into the Godhead.
Yeah, and there's something in the epistles that talks about how he was predestined, and no, we were predestined.
Yep.
God, for, I don't know. I get so confused with the epistles. I look forward to getting there in 3 years.
Ooh, 3 years. Yeah, we could get there in 3 years.
Possibly less.
And what? What were you saying?
I don't know.
The epistles?
I kind of lost it. I think I was trying to say that Jesus was plan A.
Yep.
So the fact that humanity fell wasn't necessarily out of God's plan. It possibly was even in it.
I think we'll cover this a little bit in our side episode.
Mm-hmm.
So remind me.
Yeah, that'll be the next episode for all you listening.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a bonus episode of controversial theology.
Possibly, or not controversial. Oh, I need one of those noises. Like, yeah. Bam, bam, bam. Horn stabs.
Suspense.
And that episode may or may not be video.
It'll be our controversial theology.
Maybe we'll have one in between each season.
That would be awesome. And maybe even breaking up some major storylines.
Oh, yeah.
If there's been any pushback or
true
something else. If somebody wants to come on and debate something with us, we are open to that.
I love debating. I'm not very good at it.
I am terrible at debating. I think the way it usually goes with me, and you'll see this next week when Jeremy brings some controversial theology to the table.
Oh, we're going
to
debate.
I will probably say something like, oh, that's interesting.
When really you mean, that's wrong. I don't know how to say anything but that.
Oh, I understand where you're coming from. I have no rebuttal. That's usually my approach to debating. I'm not very good at persuading people unless it's something that I know is true and I'm actually kind of happy, excited about.
Yep.
I'm pretty good at persuading people then, like when I tricked you into joining this podcast.
Was well persuaded. Yeah, very well.
Over Facebook message, I think.
Hey, how about we do this? And I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'm convinced.
Yeah, that was awesome. And this is the first of 66 books in the Bible.
But maybe we'll get quicker, but who knows? Maybe we'll get slower.
So, some of them are pretty slow going. Maybe.
Oh, can we just skip Leviticus?
Oh,
maybe
we'll
just do two episodes.
No, totally. So
important chapter and then rest.
Bit of a timeline perspective for those of you listening. We will not go through every single book of the Bible.
Nope.
As it says in the intro, we go through the main stories of the Bible. Some of those are included in the books of the law, like Genesis and Exodus. That's a massive amount of stories.
Yep.
And we'll be going through almost all of them bit by bit. But when it gets to Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, a lot of that is just law. So we might have a few episodes talking about law, but we won't go through 20 episodes in Leviticus.
Gross.
That would be horrible. And we don't want to put you through that. And most of all, we don't want to have to go through that ourselves.
Me neither.
Far be it from us to read a lot of scripture.
Boo.
All right.
That's not what I came here for.
That's not what I meant. But What I was meaning was that we have a big list of major stories in the Bible. Some side stories like Shamgar, we might talk about him for maybe 2 minutes. His name does include the word ham.
My brain was just like, hang on, does that include the word ham? Yes, it does.
I'm trying to make some kind of anagram out of it, and that is not the right thing to do right now.
Nope.
All
right, so if that's the big picture, what are the implications for the big picture for them, the readers, original readers?
For the original readers
/ hearers.
Implications of the book of Genesis, it gives them a framework from which to construct their understanding of the world.
Boom.
As they encountered it, as they were alive.
Yep.
So it gave them enough of a picture of what it was like for the world to be created or the world to begin.
Yep.
And it gave them enough of a history, humanity-wise, to make their own assumptions, fill in the gaps. And that's kind of all they needed to know, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that was enough for them. But I think because today, ever since the printing press 500 years ago, we had a massive amount of information available to us all of a sudden. And now, 500 years later, we have the internet, and now everyone's obsessed with knowledge again.
And I love knowledge.
We've had different ages throughout the ages. We've had different ages throughout history, like the Age of Reason and all that type of stuff, where people Age of Empires, exactly. Yep, and we have been obsessed with gaining knowledge and knowing as much stuff as we can. And we're in the information age now, which is another one of those where having a basic mythological outline, poetic, potentially not necessarily accurate, though
what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that that was enough for them then, because they didn't have a lot of information readily available to them.
Yep.
And to us now, it doesn't feel like enough.
So you're saying that we should rewrite the Bible? Is that what you just said on air? Scripture read badly? No. Scripture rewritten by Ryan? No? Bumblebee tuna? All right, then also on that, the implications for us, you're saying, is this is a great vague framework for our worldview, but now we have more on top because we have Jesus and etc.
Yeah, I suppose so. And even in
the... I believe in science.
I believe in science.
Great. I was about to just start quoting that movie.
Wonderful. We've had a lot of these little laughing breaks in this episode, and hopefully people enjoy that. I know that we do. So I think what I'm trying to say is that with modern science and the understanding that we have of evolution, and at the very least the migration and recent history of humanity.
And ducks or geese.
And ducks and geese. We have enough to understand better how things would have been, but we are making some massive leaps and bounds over many years, however long that is. I'm sure the listeners remember that I reached the conclusion, possibly in episode one, that it doesn't matter how long creation took.
Agreed.
And that days were not the same 24 hour periods as they are today. And I think, I still hold to that. So I didn't really know how that... I don't know if I'm at odds now with my former self. Because that's...
I am.
It's definitely... You're at odds with my
your former self.
Because I definitely used to hold the young Earth point of view. And that was mostly because I was a teenager and it was important to have an opinion on everything.
Yep.
And it was important to have concrete answers that you could debate with people and convince them into the kingdom.
Yeah, convince them into the kingdom. And that's Jesus, quote.
And that's not really how it's meant to be. Part of that's growing up, although I'm only 5 years out of my teens. But part of it also is, I think, having a broader understanding of what the Bible is.
Yep.
And you brought it to the table in episode one that Genesis is poetry. It's historical, poetic history.
Yeah.
Not historical poetry. That would be more like Job, possibly.
Ooh, hello.
I don't know.
Poor Daniel.
Oh, what about Job? Let's take a tangent because we kind of did that.
Oh, yeah, we did do Job.
What is up with Job? We probably had it in the wrong spot.
That's good.
Okay, moving on.
Never do it again. But it is. It's like Jonah. It's like principle and moral in the guise of a cool story.
Yeah.
Or is it history? Boom, 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 giant fish. No, I don't think it is.
Jonah's definitely written as poetry. But at the same time, I am very, very open to it being historically accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Also, this is another tangential thing. There is... the primary theory at the moment that Jonah was the one that wrote it himself. I would argue that Jonah would not have written that himself if he was ashamed of it. True. Meaning he either ended up really sour and bitter towards God, and he was being stubborn and wrote that, and people took that as gospel. Or he came around but he didn't write his own redemption into the end of his book.
Oh.
And it was just left there as a lesson from his own life from earlier on when he was stubborn and arrogant.
Well, to know the answer, you're just going to have to wait 12 months. So I'll see you then.
More. We do. Great. So a couple little conversations that I want us to have involve some funny little understandings of what it would have been like to be alive in Genesis times.
Mm-hmm.
When was perfume invented, and would everybody have stunk like a butt?
Yes and yes. Perfume was invented. And, well, what is perfume other than distilled smell? So back then, I wonder if they had some kind of plant that they would just shove in their shirts or something. Because you read some books and it's like, the floor was covered in rushes or wheat. I mean, not wheat, hay. Just to give it a different smell than dirt.
Hmm.
And so I wonder if that was the same with clothes. Like, you'd have rosemary flowers in your pocket just to not smell. And then I've met over the last few years people who don't smell. They sweat, but they don't smell.
Oh, that's unfair.
That's weird. But apparently. And then some people just get used to their own musk. So I wonder if people were just so used to everyone's musk that it was like, as long as you didn't smell like poop, you were good to go.
But surely, you'd think within your family you'd get used to everyone's smell.
Yep.
That makes sense. But some people that you'd never met before, if you're walking down the street and you walk past somebody and he stinks like the worst man smell you've ever smelled in your entire life.
Gross.
You're not used to that. It's an unfamiliar odor.
Yep.
So meeting strangers would have been very, very unpleasant.
That's true.
If you had a sensitive nose.
Yeah, sensitive nose. That is a part of the body.
I was going to say something like olfactory, but then I'm like, that just sounds pretentious, and I don't even know how to round that off. Olfactory what? I don't know. Something. Olfactory.
Who even knows about it?
Who even knows? That's funny.
But yeah, so maybe they just had, or their diet maybe changed their body odors so it wasn't as bad as ours are now, because they may not have eaten so much meat and or they gluten.
They wouldn't have processed things with gluten. Yep. Okay.
And dairy.
But they had a lot of wheat, and Sarah made Sarah cakes that were unleavened for God and the two
Tons
angels.
Tons of gluten in there.
I think it would have been very unpleasant to be celiac at that time.
Yep.
No one would have understood what was wrong with you. You wouldn't have been able to eat bread, which would have made up
that would be
3/4 of your entire diet.
Also, I was thinking on the same line the other day, because I did laundry. How did they do laundry, and how many times do they wear their clothes? Because now we've got this culture of like, you wore that shirt 2 days in a row. That's disgusting.
Mm.
But back then, maybe they wore them all the time.
I noticed that in movies too. I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean recently. Apart from a couple of ceremonial things that people change into, for the majority of those movies, especially when they're out at sea, they're wearing the same thing
every day,
probably weeks, months at a time. They would have stunk, surely. Because there was a guy that was on my fiance's outreach team. My possibly now wife. I don't know how.
When the timing of this, probably wife.
Okay. So there was a guy that was on my lady's outreach team to Mexico. Thank you. And he wasn't able to withdraw money from his account. There was a problem with it while he was over there. So he could never buy and never have enough money for laundry.
Yep.
He couldn't do his own laundry. And he showered every day.
Yep.
So he smelt fine, but his clothes reeked by the end of 3 months.
Yep.
So it was just bad to be around him.
Yep.
I
think we all know someone like that.
Gordy.
Classic Gordy.
It wasn't that he was unhygienic or anything. His clothes just smelt bad because he wore them for 3 months and didn't wash them. So even, I think, dunking them in a river, or like you said, doing something with herbs or flowers or something, that probably would have done enough to take the smell away.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have had detergent or anything.
No. Or large bodies of water sometimes.
Or large bodies in some cases.
Ooh, yep. Very small people in Genesis.
Except for Esau, who was a big, red, hairy Wookiee.
Big old, big old.
Yeah. And also, yeah, many, many adventure movies. Lord of the Rings is probably the worst. When was the last time Aragorn changed his clothes? When was the last time he washed his
clothes? Maybe every night. It's just the overcoat he never changed. Hmm. So he's just got a big old bag of undies, and then...
Hmm.
Does he jump in a river at some stage in that movie?
I don't know. He rides across one.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't do.
In the beginning. But that's Arwen, but that's actually meant to be Glorfindel.
Ooh, hello.
Because I read the books.
And I couldn't because they're so long and so boring.
Not like the Bible.
The Bible has long, boring parts. We're going to skip them.
Yes, we are.
The Hobbit was amazing.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings, the books. No, thank you.
Hobbit movies.
Sad trombone.
Yeah.
I was going to open my phone, but who cares?
Yeah, you have to unlock it.
Okay,
smells was all I had to talk about.
Oh, and then I was thinking of something off that. What was it? Oh, and also, things we take for granted on that, like other bodily functions that are natural, and we're just like, whatever, we don't think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have had to deal with so much stuff that just stank and stained and was gross.
Yeah.
Not gross, just back then gross. Yeah. And it was hot. Like, that place is hot, right?
Yeah.
It'd be all sweaty. Anyway, that's an interesting
part. It would have been freezing cold in the winter. They had snow.
In the snow, you don't even need to shower.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that you think about when you go camping.
Yep.
Your hygiene standards plummet.
Yeah, they do.
In some regards. And others, you maintain them so you don't get sick.
No, but... boys trip. Plummet.
Yeah, on a boys trip, you...
A plummet trip.
You don't wash
your
clothes. You don't wash yourself.
Nope.
Unless you go swimming and that's for fun. And
smoky. Oh, and they would have smelled like smoke a lot of the time. So maybe that heared all the gross smells. Because that's quite a strong scent.
It is. It is. And it kind of smells bad if you leave your smoky clothes out and gets all gets all weird.
And their tents would have been not... What is it called now? Synthetic nylon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been just skins. Mmm, smoky skins.
Yeah.
Oh. Yum, yum, yum.
Maybe that was it. Maybe everybody was so used to the smell of smoke because they were around fires every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, that everyone did smell like smoke, and that masked everyone's odor.
There it is, the first perfume. You heard it here, smoke.
Smoke.
By Calvin Klein.
Whoa, you David smoke Beckham's number smoke.
Two?
You can get that from any chemist warehouse near you.
Or
so,
just make it yourself.
Or me.
What are you doing? I'm making smoke number two.
It's probably cheaper. Yeah, so that is, that's...
The only question we had about Genesis.
Because everything else was answered.
Yeah, true.
Especially, you know, how long it took to create the world and all those other ones that are very clear and straightforward. Who was Cain's wife?
Billie Jean.
Well, he was...
Michael Jackson sang all about it. She was Cain's wife.
Yeah. Billie Jean was not his lover, but...
Unbelievable, that's weird. Worst guy ever.
That's weird. Okay, so in wrapping up Genesis, what are some reflections that we have of this first season? I know that we've kind of sprinkled them throughout, and having the histogram at the beginning with the lowlights, midtones, and highlights.
Ooh, histogram.
Yeah, that's a photography and
cinematography. And cinematography. reflections. God created order and life and told us to make more life. Next.
Yep. Okay. That's good. In terms of content. In terms of reflecting on the technical side of things, it would be awesome if I didn't have to edit any of these podcast episodes.
Oh, about the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, true. We shouldn't have to edit.
Yes.
Let's just never edit ever again. People can just put up with our mistakes when I accidentally say the wrong words at the start.
But sometimes it's funny. Sometimes I particularly don't like hearing myself say the word which I find myself saying a lot. And it's it's kind of, it's one of those things that you pick up when you go back and you editing audio. You find all the little things that you say over and over again. And because we recorded, your listeners wouldn't know this, because we recorded about 9 or 10 episodes all in a row without releasing the first one, there were some little things that I in particular was saying or was not saying how I should have, that even the word interesting, I find myself saying, interesting, all the time, and it's so annoying. But because I didn't go back and listen after episode 1 or episode 2 or episode 3, I formed these habits that now I'm having to consciously break, which is great. And my my Year 6 English teacher from now, I'm sure she's very proud of me because I'm no longer saying the word as much as I used to.
Take that, Nara!
And I'm definitely not saying the word like. That's one that I don't enjoy.
I'm not sure which ones I say more, but I definitely have said Bumblebee Tuna way too many times this last week.
Yeah, and...
in life.
That's it's a quote from...
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. A movie that I have not seen, so...
I'm not going to recommend it to anyone, but it has some good quotes.
I'm sure it does. The first one was kind of funny.
I didn't like the first one. The second one is the one I quote.
Okay, great. Well, moving on.
And you must be the Monopoly guy. All right, next.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, tune in next week for something similar but different.
Yeah, something similar, hopefully just as engaging.
Delayed a little bit, but it's in there. Thank you.
And a visual experience.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know how long it's going to go for. And we will record it as per usual, this time in front of a camera, mostly talking to each other, sometimes having some glances down the barrel.
I was thinking about that. Are we going to just stare at the barrel?
Kind of treat it like a talk show, I guess.
Right.
Where we have to make each other feel comfortable, but at the same time, you can have those moments where you kind of look at the camera and cock your eyebrow, like, what is he talking about?
A few of these ones. You don't know what I just did! And I assure you, I will play with my beard throughout the whole thing.
Yes, and I might even play with his beard. Yeah, we'll see.
That's fine, as long as you don't have jam on your hands. That's the rule. Evan. Both Evans.
Well, something that we do enjoy, and we said this earlier, is having some feedback from different things. And if you have any things that you particularly enjoyed about the Genesis season, anything that we said that was particularly profound that we said accidentally, or anything that was dumb that we said on purpose, then feel free to let us know. You can find us on all the social media things except for Pinterest.
But you can find me on Pinterest. It's the greatest Pinterest in the world.
I'm sure.
No lie. Everyone says so.
And on our website, and I think we have some kind of an online shop at the moment.
Zazzle,
which you can buy overpriced items with our logo on them. And it's going to be awesome, even though we only get like 35 cents per item that gets sold.
You still get an item with our logo on it.
Yeah. And if you're interested in selling your own artwork on Zazzle.
True.
I wish we were getting paid for this, for this promo, but... you can just sign up as an artist on Zazzle and you can put your own logos on stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Is it kind of like eBay?
It's more like Etsy.
Oh, I've heard of that.
But
one.
You can custom design your own stuff and you can buy it right away, or you can custom design stuff and have other people buy it, which is kind of what we're trying to do.
I love other people.
One day we will try and integrate some kind of online shop into our website so that we get more than 10 or 20% of the royalties.
Which is not to say we're trying to make an income off this, but this does cost a little bit and we'd prefer not to pay it.
Yes. Yes. It definitely costs in time and energy, and time, as they say, is money. And yeah. If you wanted to buy a t-shirt, you might have to buy about 5 for us to buy one pizza.
Whoa! We're going to get a pizza?
But if you wanted to get 5 t-shirts, then we would love to get a pizza. So that's...
Should we get t-shirts and wear them?
Oh.
For the video? No, probably not. That'll take too long.
in the next 5 minutes. In the next
5 minutes, get a t-shirt.
We need to get two t-shirts that cost $40 Australian each. But they're...
I just vomited a little bit on my mouth.
But they're going to be amazing. And if you like our bad logo, then you'll enjoy them. And even if you don't like our bad logo and you want to hold out in faith that we'll one day have a good logo, then maybe you could help us get one by contacting a graphic designer. Yeah, by
designing it for us.
Yeah, you could do that. So I don't have to draw it with a connector pen on a piece of paper and then scan it into Photoshop.
Because that's definitely not what he did.
No. No.
All right. See you later, Bumblebee Tuna.
Bye. We'll see you in Exodus. So this has basically been our stand-in for the 400 years between... 430 years.
Yeah. So between, don't ask us any questions about that.
Yes, we know nothing about the history. But if you want to Google,